Like other leading nuclear powers, India has been modernizing its conventional and nuclear forces. Recent reports from the Bulletin of Atomic Scientists, Arms Control Today, Stockholm International Peace Research Institute, International Institute for Strategic Studies, and many other leading national and international think tanks reflect how and why India is growing and modernizing its deterrent forces. Scholarly assessments could be A. Prestige, B. Power Projection, C. Escalation Dominance, and D. Temptation for Preemptive Strikes for Winning Short and Long Battles. It is imperative to note that India has been developing Ballistic Missile Defense, BMD, systems, multiple independently targetable reentry vehicles, MIRVs, submarine-launched ballistic missiles, SLBMs, the K-series ranging from 700 kilometers to expected 5,000 plus km, BrahMos missile series from supersonic to hypersonic with increasing ranges from 500 kilometers to 1,500 kilometers, S-400 sophisticated missile defense systems, and more importantly, India's Defense Research and Development Organization has ambitious plans for hypersonic glide vehicle, HGV, ranging up to 15,000 kilometers. Technically, all these increasing ranges and lethality goes beyond China, reaching up to the Central Asian region, Russia, Canada, the US, and the Latin American countries. That said, India is not only increasing the number of nuclear weapons, but also the delivery systems required for carrying these warheads to assigned targets. The more India increases its warheads, the more delivery systems it would require. One of the sophisticated delivery systems is India's growing nuclear-capable missile systems. It counts from short ranges reaching up to intercontinental ballistic missiles, ICBMs. For example, it is reported in the Bulletin of Atomic Scientists on India Nuclear Forces, 2024, that India's new Agni types of missiles could even go beyond ranges of 10,000 kilometers. Some scholars even assess that such ranges could further increase up to 16,000 kilometers. One wonders if India's growing missile capabilities with increasing ranges and sophistication could threaten regional and global security. Aforementioned, India's aspiration for power projection comes from its economic wherewithal and its increasing strategic partnership with the leading powers, such as the US, Russia, and Israel, that in turn boosts up its force modernization. The recent Trump-Modi meeting indicates how the U.S. president might influence the Indian leadership to buy American technology, including the U.S. offer for its F-35 aircrafts. Whether or not India gets the F-35, the deterrent force modernization and power maximization emanating out of such an imbalanced strategic partnership increases India's security. This happens without strategically comprehending how this could potentially decrease the security of Pakistan amidst the acute security dynamics between the two South Asian rivals.